This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hello, magandang ha. It's good.
This is your fiesta, way up a show. Tune in now and let the good times flow. From 4 to 5:30, we'll be here, bringing joy and music to your ear. Fun and info coming your way, motivation brightens up your day. Stay with us, don't go away.
I love this song. Yeah, I love this song. Thank you so much, Maya. That is such a great, innovative way of having our music, our jingle on. Welcome. Magandang hapon po. Good afternoon. Magandang tanghali, everybody, and welcome back to Fiesta Wairarapa Pinoy Radio with your host, Kinny Vermeulen, and my wonderful co-host here.
Ryan Soriano po, inyong lingkod.
Okay. Maraming salamat po. Dito sa New Zealand is Anzac Day today.
Yeah. Well, so happy Anzac, everybody.
Happy Anzac Day, everyone. It's such a beautiful day as well.
Yeah. Lest we forget. Yan yung slogan.
Yes. Now, we'd like to acknowledge our partners. These are people supporting our Filipino community. And these are ROFM, Access Radio, Wairarapa, Masterton District Council, Trust House, Masterton Community Trust, Wairarapa Filipino Society, Chanel College, YMCA Masterton, Master Bao, and last but not least, Lighthouse Church. The views expressed on this program are those of the host for general information and entertainment purposes only. While we strive for accuracy, we cannot guarantee the completeness or currency of all content. This program does not constitute professional advice. All liability is expressly disclaimed by the host, producers, and distributors.
So, kumusta ang weekend mo, Tay?
It's been good. I actually took the Friday off from work, and I'm also taking tomorrow off. So it's a big holiday. In total, I have 5 days. That is just chilling out at home, and we call it a staycation.
Staycation.
Staycation. How about you?
Yeah, so nag-attend ako ng wedding sa Rotorua. So I met my best friend, actually.
Okay.
And the best friend I was talking about dito sa show, you know, like yung kababata ko from childhood.
Okay.
Yung anak niya ang inaanak ko.
Oo.
So andito yung tatay during the wedding. So pinamasyal kami sa Rotorua.
Right.
But he's only here for a week because he cannot really leave his business back home in the Philippines. Kaya balik agad sila. They actually flew this morning back to the Philippines na.
That's good. You spend time with him.
Yeah. We spend a couple of days together, which is really good. And dito din yung nanay niya, si Tita Sonia. So, shout out na lang kay Tita Sonia. At saka yung kapatid niya, yung younger sister niya na nurse from the UK. So, tatlo sila from that family sa groom na side.
Mm.
And then, of course, shout out na rin sa newlyweds na si Karen at saka si Stanley.
Okay. So, are they working here in...
Yeah, sa Rotorua base yung dalawang bata.
Okay.
So, kaya nga, tawag nito, talagang inimbita ako to become one of the principal sponsors.
Oh, okay.
Kasi inaanak eh.
Yeah, that's right.
And pumunta kami ni Mitch, so, na lang din. So, it so happened na, andito pa rin pala yung kapatid din, yung isang anak din ni Sunny. yung panganay, kasi pangalawa ito eh, pangalawa itong kinasal, yung panganay. Matagal ko nang kinukumbinsi yung panganay na yon na pumunta rito, dito magtrabaho.
Is he a nurse?
No, he's a virtual assistant.
Oh, wow.
So, nasa IT.
Okay.
Naging call center and stuff. So, subukan natin ito, Tay. So, this is just to give us our very introductory song break. River Maya, from River Maya, Kisap Mata. So, I'll try this one.
Okay. Thank you. Welcome back. Welcome back. We have our exciting segment today, and that is Sikat Tayo Dito Filipino Success Stories in Aotearoa. Mm. And for today, we are featuring none other than, one of the best people that you already know. So today on the show, we're speaking with our very own Ryan Soriano. He's a Filipino migrant from the early 2000s who has called Masterton, Wellington region, New Zealand, his home. So welcome, Ryan. He's actually with me today, and he's obviously my co-host in this program. He's a professional health worker who have been to different areas of the sector, from acute care in hospital, aged care, to disability services, and to facility management. He's also a passionate community advocate, advisor, mentor, and life coach. Ryan joins us to share his personal journey from his first days in Aotearoa to his life as a health professional and family man to building a life and name as a community advocate and political figure in Wairarapa and across New Zealand. Let's welcome our very own Ryan Soriano.
Thank you, Ate. Magandang, Ryan. Maraming salamat po. Welcome sa show namin. Itong success stories, actually, every migrant Filipino in my book is a success.
Yeah.
When you depart your home country, sacrificing quite a lot, especially in family, talagang you're seeking greener pastures and you do succeed eventually, mm-hmm. as long as hindi ka pabaya doon sa target mo or goal mo in the end.
And Ryan is a very good example of that because I know him well. And I'm sure there's no Filipino in the Wairarapa who doesn't know Ryan. Because every time I actually go to a function or go to an event and there's a Filipino that I don't know, I would introduce myself and then I would actually dare to ask, have you heard of me? No. Have you heard of Ryan Soriano? Yes. He's my co-host in the radio program for Filipinos. And so, Ryan, many of us know you, but if you could give us the pleasure to actually listen more to you, your story with your diaspora journey here in New Zealand from when you arrived.
Yeah. So actually, when I migrated here sa Masterton, so for the benefit of those who don't know me, I came to the country through Atikini actually way back in 2004. Doon pa ako nakatira sa kanila then while I was waiting for my nursing registration. And then, because I cannot really start a job until I get my registration to work as a nurse. Pero from the get-go, I've already been involved quite a lot in the community. So, we were, basically the Filipino community was young then. It was only established like 2 years before I arrived. Mm-hmm. And then I got involved quite quickly. And then seeing the sort of like the connection, because you long for family back home, you long for your neighborhood, you long for your community, and you really wanted to sort of like emulate or replicate what is being